farm groups, visit Washington, D.C., and make their voices heard. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your WNAX Farm News Update.
Last week, I spoke with several Iowa farm groups visiting Washington, as they do every year or a couple times every year.
Senator Chuck Grassley outlined some of the groups he had the chance to visit with.
From the Iowa Farm Bureau, Iowa Corn Growers, and Iowa Soybean Association, the week before from the pork producers.
Among all of the issues facing the ag industry currently, Grassley says that there is one particular issue that seems to come up again and again.
One issue that came up again and again with the grain people is the cost of fertilizer. Today's cost ratio of phosphate to corn prices is the worst ratio in history. Other types of fertilizer are also struggling, including urea, which has the third worst ratio in history. Events across the globe are driving up prices, like the war in Ukraine and the Middle East. China has significantly reduced its phosphate exports. Obviously, that impacts global supply.
And he says here at home, there are still some questions
about how consolidation in the industry over the last 15 years will impact fertilizer prices.
Grassley says whether you're a farmer, a leader in your state, or even in a position like him, it's important to make your voices heard and your concerns clear.
I've made my concerns clear to the administration, which resulted in an exemption for potash from the tariffs of Canada. I also joined some of my colleagues in a letter to Secretary Burgum asking that potash and phosphate be added to the list of critical minerals. The issue will become even more acute in the fall as farmers look to purchase next year's fertilizer. I'll continue pushing for the administration to keep farmer input costs in mind as it works its way on trade deals globally and even on domestic policy.
With everything that was passed for farmers in the One Big Beautiful Bill, is a skinny farm bill likely this year? And could farmers survive without it?
Yeah, we're going to pass one this year, but if we don't, the programs will continue to exist on a year-to-year basis as they have through 23 and 24.
Grassley also provided some comments on a nomination for Chief Ag Negotiator at USTR, Dr. Julie Callahan. His thoughts are,
In regard to the Special Trade Representative Deputy and being an ambassador and the negotiations he does, that's obviously a very high level position because the president has made trade a big issue and tariffs a big issue. And I think it's a overwhelming job for anybody who's in it. But I think this guy is well qualified to carry out what we would want for agriculture and what we would want for or what Trump would want in the end as well.
Again, getting an update from Senator Chuck Grassley. As state leaders and officials visited Washington, D.C. last week, and what some of their top concerns were, and how we can address these issues in the upcoming farm bill that will hopefully be passed here in the near future. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.